50, yes. That is a part, let's see. We already finished 23rd one, I think. That two is saying like the Buddhas in the past, just like all the Buddha of the past, have a bright fourth awakened mind, and in the precepts of Bodhisattvas, step by step, abode and trained. That part is saying you have to go step by step, successfully trained past Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. What they will have done is first generate bodhicitta, aspiration of bodhicitta, and then is the training, actual contemplation and engagement of bodhicitta, and then we also follow in those two steps. And then 24, likewise, for the benefit of beings, I will bring to birth to weakened mind, and in those precepts, step by step, I will abide and train myself. So similarly, in the past verses, I will continue to in order to benefit sentient beings, that is the altruist mind, and I have generate same wish to all sentient beings to be kind of secured, and also first have the wish, great yearning to benefit others, and then later on, through action, to fulfill that practice. That also goes step by step. First, most people have a difficult to, for polite, we can say most people be nice for social and for the kind of good, create balanced environment. People are very nice. But maybe also in his mind, and many people have a suffering. Many people have some criticism and also some kind of disagreement, but not necessarily spoken out or doing something. So they know the consequences, so kept silence and also put in their own mind, sometimes forgot and then sometimes move on. Sometimes they said it's like wind. If you don't move in your mind, then will vanish away. Something that some people, it's like the story said, why wind always moving? Why can't rest? And said if wind rest, then there this itself disappears. Then it's no more wind. So it's you can create that kind of a. But for bodhicitta, of course, we can say through the roots, fundamental understanding of sentient being, or sentient being, doesn't matter who it is or who we are, or want to have happiness, to achieve happiness, and also want to kind of attain enlightenment, they gain wisdom, and through wisdom and the compassion, people can get more benefit. I say, you can say from two aspects. One is the through already achieved the Buddha's level or fully enlightened being. He, because he is wonderful analyzation. And the understanding of all phenomena, then you have naturally have the compassion, adult people or doctor who have the compassion, general kind of concern about patients, and adult have a more care about children. Similarly, weak in mind have more compassion towards people who are suffering due to ignorance or afflicted emotion, distorted perception, then they have a natural kind of capacity, tendency to show or compassion. And then through the great knowledge or wisdom and the compassion, more power raise their mind, body, speech, and then to serving sentient beings. So we also go through this process from bottom. It's first, most people maybe you can say there is a kindness, there is a concern, but also same time maybe self kind of concern, insecurity, sometimes defended by people or not happy about something, some level of concern with themselves more than the others. It's normal. And then we can see more grasping towards one person, create more problems, environment and also surrounding people. If you are too extremely selfish, then you maybe not necessarily, you can kill people, stealing, and destroy other people in order to gain wealth or benefit. Like in the ancient time, some king, they want to become wealthy, then they ask some other people opinion. They said, I want to do good project and then to do good thing, but I don't have wealth. What we should do? And then some people say, we can collect more tax from ordinary people and the civilians. And then some people say we should fight the open broken war to a neighbor country and then grab their labor and money and come back. And then some people say, we should kind of dig in our own resources, maybe mine, kind of gold, silver, copper, and then some people say we should open our policy to make our place as a big market, create some market environment people can trade and we can make money from that. And then some people also say we should open like a country or king-owned factory. And then to kind of a limited number to let people buy it, and we can kind of give them secured, definitely they can, a valuable kind of symbolized, valuable from country and king, and to sell to people, and people actually, another way to raise money from normal people, not tax, but some other way. There is another way country can kind of produce some special silver, for example, or copper made kind of money. And that is slightly higher than normal money because it's a limited number of that or something like that. Some people also, of course, say we should make money from the good system, like no corruption, aristocracy, or something. What's it? The royal family and their
aristocracy.
Aristocracy members, and they are pretty wealthy, and then they are greedy people. So we should make one. So. Then King, he also said, why I want to make money, make rich, enrich my kind of treasure is to serving people. So if you say more tax and make them work more, it's not my intention. I want to kind of keep balance. So we maybe can go to sea and used to their lot of treasure underground, undersea, coral, and also, what's a pearl or something?
Pearls.
Pearls, yeah. And also some places, according to say, the lot of treasure island, and we should make money from that and then to sell to other country or my own country. And anyway, that's like that. We have many solutions through to bring other benefit to happiness to other people. But the main intention is if you cultivate your own mind, that is very important. Otherwise, if you have a more negative, like open war or something, sometimes you have a good purpose, but during that process, you forgot the serving purpose. Sometimes it's a kind of a more competition, more challenging yourself, something. So, in a Bodhisattva's action, or his intention also too, said, first thinking about, more about self, that is acceptable, because it's a human kind of a condition, it's like that. And then, gradually, also you have a multiple reason from different angle, you can see your own meaning, life of meaning and success, based on other people. So king without civilian, he is no more king. It's like, what's it called, the famous people without follower, there is nothing famous. So as a saying, he said you should really taking care of your kind of surrounding people, or what's it called, the court or something, right?
Court,
the group of people, yeah. You should take care of our core, and then this make you all own kind of meaningful and not wrong, constructible and purposeful, meaningful. Even you can give them not only money and wealth, but to give them a path, create environment, have a freedom, and create kind of spiritual environment, let them upgrade their understanding of the truth and meaning for life, then you are a great king. You are kind of serving. So in Bodhisattva also there is three levels, three ways to serving others, like king type of thinking. Say, I should do great kind of decision and making a great role, central role to serving others. And then like the one boat, big boat, and you can see there are many conditions, different boat, and the bound those boat, or if you can say one boat to get together, if we go the other shore or go to enlightenment path, have to be kind of taking care of all functions. Some people are cooking food, if not these people are not happy, may also the have an obstacle for this journey. Some people may have to take care of the strong kind of tent. Some people have to stabilize the boat. And some people's work is there is a rock or to see. Used to, a big whale comes, if this wooden ship, they make a pigeon, they feed some pigeon always carrying with them. And after pigeon can fly above and it can see what should weigh and then some message from whale. That method, I think, available in ancient time. And then also in four corner, they put big heavy metal and then to stabilize during the big turbulent wave of that also goes. Similarly, that means Bodhisattva, he think I, with all kind of people, wanted to go to the enlightenment, go beyond this samsara. And then for that, we should create that kind of union, bound like life and death. kind of a journey to go to the other part or nirvana or Buddhahood. So in that is a second, like what's it called? The if one carry on boat, what's a person can cabin, right? Cabin.
Captain.
Yes, captain type of thinking. One is king type of thinking. One is captain type of thinking. What? And then third is shepherd. Shepherd type of thinking. Shepherd always kind of stand behind of his kind of herd, and then protect from wolf to attack the herds. And then doesn't matter how kind of dust or wind comes, he often stay behind and to taking care of the herds and let them eat. And he goes around and make sure there is no danger, and lets the herds also get grass and water. So in this way, he's a kind of a, how to say, let other people go first, I will come in later. That kind of a making. First one, king type of bodhicitta or compassion is, I will lead other people, I'm going first, and people come in behind of me. And I'm the inventor or leader, that kind of thinking. The more, and then second captain is if there's something wrong, we're all going to kind of fail, so we are equally danger or equally kind of position, equal position. And third is other people get first access or the peace, and I will serve other people to make sure they are good. So those three. And also in internal attention also to self-benefit. And the other benefit is often said in Buddhist teaching, it's necessary. If you don't think about yourself, it's almost impossible. But there is a also step-by-step, gradual and way of achieving that. If you in the first ground, you think about how much I can get, what I can get. Thinking always me, then there is a very limited kind of capacity, limited aspiration. And then if you more towards your mind, more towards other people, how other people are doing, and I want to make sure other people happy, then, in matter of fact, you will be, your benefit also taken care of by other people. So, your intention is not like trading business, but it's a kind of a phenomenon, its own nature. If there is a good action, good verbal action, good mental action, there is a consequence automatically come to you. And the negative also same. So in that way, wise, some people say wise selfish is genuine kindness. But of course, if you are pre-thinking about that planned agenda, like the type of try to wise, it's selfish actually. So there is a self and the others benefit. Self is more important. And other people may be not that important. And then gradually me and other people seem equally important. And then even have a great kind of vision, and this, what I get or benefit is not that important as the other people, how other people doing, or other people make sure other people get more happiness. In that three steps, we say according to your own capacity, the mental disposition, you can choose that. Of course, you can say, and first I'm more selfish, very selfish, and later on maybe less and less. And then you will see one person's life very short, and the age of maybe 60, 70s, maybe they can logically understand there's not much I can grab things, so become more genuine compassion and kindness. So that is it's possible. But also some very young age already have a great vision and knowledge. Those are also possible. So here he's saying, I also do what past Buddha and Bodhisattvas, having the great vision and awakened mind, bodhicitta, and then step by step train themselves, and also practice or way of life of bodhisattva also taking place in your mind. It's like three steps also too. First, the hearing, the knowledge, and the rule, not maybe theory, and then get some information. And then that information is very, maybe pleasant, and sometimes it have to be digest by oneself through the contemplation, some meditative contemplation. And then think about what is right, what is wrong, what is true, what is false, and then to differentiate, analyze, and through their own experience and the, what is the situation, and one's own kind of position based on some reason, you can reason yourself. And then later on, you have a conclusion, you have some kind of a conviction, then you can remember to apply to daily life activities, what the engagement doing, then you can, through that conclusion, guide your life. And then looking back and forth and back and forth, you are going to be step by step become more mature. It's that way it's in here. And then, I'm trying to read Chinese. Because my English is not very good, I was already written Chinese in there. So, those who thus, with the clear intelligence, take hold of the weakened mind with the bright and the loose joy, that they may now increase that they have gained, should lift their hearts with the praise such as these. So here is you have to see that if you hold any idea, I have to think what is right, what is precious, what is not valuable. And if you see things are more valuable, you should see that rareness and also difficult. If you lose it, difficult to gain. And then you have more appreciation and using properly in your life, like once each person have 24 hours to use. But if you don't analyze what is the meaning of life and how much we have, how much lifetime or days we have to go through, then it's considered as a normal another day, and the sun will rise tomorrow again, so it's nothing special. Even maybe people feel boring and meaningless and wasting time in not try to find somewhere to kill the time. Then it's kind of not knowing the preciousness of time and the life. So they're saying it's wise people, intelligent people, should know do the best kind of thing to do, good thing to do, best thing to do. And also sometimes we have a clear mind, a sharp mind, and vividly know some consequences of some kind of reason yourself, and have a great idea, and also reflect your life and the time. You have a kind of a, some small weakened kind of type of mood or thinking. But later on, through the time of day of carrying on, you may also forgot again, thinking, oh, it's some say 3 days oneness in Chinese. It's a three, something good thing happens, but passion towards something, but only last 3 days. And then after, kind of, no more passion. So in order to have a great conviction or understanding of this bodhicitta practice, that is very important. There is a rejoice of yourself and others. So including, you can see there Buddha, of course, he has the bodhicitta, so he called Buddha, and the bodhisattva, bodhicitta, path of bodhiyana, bodhisattvayana, it's kind of a vehicle to achieve Buddhahood, and bodhisattva vowel, that is a kind of secure, step by step, go through all safely. In kind of instructions or basic rules to follow ethics also. But Arhat and other kind of have also attained some beyond suffering kind of achievement, but there is no practice of bodhicitta. So, as we said, anything goes also in sometimes grows, then sometimes also decrease, sometimes increase, decrease. Similarly, in life, one person's life, there are many ups and downs and difficult, challenging time. There is a joyful, great time. Go through these times, so your mind condition and the will of power and the compassion, these also sometimes increase, sometimes due to some reason, conflict, and also even lie, cheating, heartbroken kind of a type of a relationship. It can make people go different direction due to different influences. So also not only this, but we believe there is a condition from deeper of your mind also reflect on the surface of life. Also can impact your life. That's such an imprinted in your deep, subtle mind, some conditions in the past. So, in this time, we should continue lead our mind through this teaching, always remember, that's why sometimes we are reading and well, any practice, we often first reciting refuge to do Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, this, and generate bodhicitta. Why? It's often Buddha is our aim to achieve that state of mind. And also, you can say in two refuges, or have a two kind of a meaning, causal meaning and a result meaning. Causal level of resultant meaning. Causal level meaning, that means Buddha is someone in 2,500 years ago came to our place and he gave him teaching and he showed great kind of a path to nirvana, or Buddhahood. And then these are a source of inspiration. And often we remember and memorize Buddha's, his lifetime. And he also is facing a lot of challenges. But his mind of compassion and wisdom never can decrease. So we see him as an example, follow his step and the instruction of that, his dharma, and his monastic rules, and how kind of group of people can get together and then to practice dharma. These through kind of virtuous kind of attitude and the mood principle. And each person can become supporter each other and become a virtuous kind of friend, and then create virtuous merit, and then increase your realization and accumulation, these through environment, internal environment and external environment. People are most important two aspects of environment. So monastic community or place to practice dharma is like that place which you can study truth of a phenomenon and transform your negative emotion, and then to make your life more meaningful, and also not only this life but also go beyond the achievement of enlightenment. This could kind of bring to your life. So these are causal life of type of practice of refugee. And the resultant practice of a refugee is you directly experience in Buddha's the quality of mind, his achievement. If you can, through the practice of wisdom, and you analyze what is the, this is sometimes called dharmata, or nature of mind, nature of phenomenon. And then if you have some inspiration and enlightenment through the gradual path or sudden enlightenment path, you have a realized same state of mind with the Buddha, who is realization. And that is a kind of another resultant refugee. In that type, you have a compassion, you have the power to lead other gradually, of course. So similarly here, saying if you want to continue to practice, doesn't matter different situation, you're going to continue to grow, growing your own quality and bodhicitta. And then thinking about these lines under part. And then today my life has given fruit. This human state has now been well assumed. Today I take my birth in Buddha's line and have become the Buddha's children and a child here. And then today my life I have fruits that is blessed or have a virtues kind of become fact that you have a fortunate. That means you met teaching of bodhicitta and received that kind of precept and again starting to practice and endless kind of virtues and will come, and we are not practicing bad thing. So it's the first part, and then this human state of has been well assumed. That is saying in Buddhist theory, we have to think about the human life is very precious, difficult to gain that part. It's true. Somehow you can say, some people say we have enough human being. It's human being is not that precious life. Every day, so many bad things were done by human being, and especially towards animal, other animal. But still, as in here, saying eight kind of conditions, you have eight condition, that virtuous kind of condition, then called precious human life. Of course, that is generally saying we have the opportunity to practice Dharma and also become form of life. There could be many form of life, different. Why you become a ant or pig or something other thing, but to become a human being. Some people say this is a order created by God. Some people believe this is your own kind of will and karmic or actions lead you to become you. And then especially Buddha Dharma teaching often say you are your own kind of maker, you can say. Why you can't become you? Because due to your own action and your own creation and become like yourself. And in the future, you also have a responsibility to taking care of you and the surrounding, because that also impact your future lives. And if it's not my order, not my creation, and not my own kind of manifestation by my doing what I've done, then I have to something to blame. Some people say, often say, God, why you do this and that to me? And then there's a joke, say, God once told the Buddha, can you pass my message towards people? Say, I didn't do anything, but you also, what they said, there is a kind of joke, but I don't remember fully. It's not my fault, I think generally said, it's not, don't blame me anymore. maybe, but for the have a belief of God and this, we are really respect, because each person have their own kind of way of improve, and then also for some people, simple and direct, powerful methods are necessary. So for those many people, you can see in believing God, these are major kind of religious group population, like Buddhist, Jainism. These are very kind of Buddhist population, maybe more, a little more, but some people say 300 million something. But compared to its Islam and Christian, Catholic, and many Hindus and believe in God, and also Jewish, many those major you can say are God kind of believe in creator. There is a word called this. Theistic religion, right? Yes, theistic religion. So we are minority from that. And then here is human life is very, very precious. That means we didn't become part of a ghost realm and also hell realm, animal realm. Fortunately, we didn't become like that, otherwise we don't have much chance to practice. There are also not one type, the one realm is so much variety, so many kind of different beings, but generally they don't have much access to intelligent contemplation, philosophical kind of various sophisticated kind of practice and the continuation of hearing, contemplation, practice, maintain those action, and these are quite of taking times. Like a human being, we may spend the first 20 years more maybe to receiving education. That kind of animal is very rare. In ancient time, through like a whole life studying, some people for 20, 30 years or 15, 16 is normal. So, and also if we become, uncivilized and Yemanda, maybe. Very barbaric, like that group, people, tribe, maybe some place, some tribe or quite civilized, although they call tribe, but in some area quite still uncivilized, and then a lot of fossil or superstition beliefs, and then some people believe you have to kill your kind of first birth child, or some place you have to marry your mother or something. According to some teaching, they said, I don't know where, but they said there is an existence of that kind of a system, the beliefs. I think in, let's see, in Ethiopia, in some places, there is a documentary said some villagers practicing orphan children are considered as an evil kind of something, not bring bad luck towards village or something. I think these are maybe normal in ancient times. Some many places have that happen. I think even some level of discrimination in Tibet, I remember, when I was very young, there is some kind of widow family who don't have a husband or some, and then some people will say, this person bring bad luck, his husband died, and then you shouldn't wait and contact them or to go to their family to eat or something like that. So these are, I think, due to ignorance and many unnecessary kind of harm also comes. So anyway, and then there are also many social society, they don't have much belief of causality, causing the condition, maybe generally kind of Buddhist teaching in our life after life, cause condition, that kind of understanding. And some people maybe even psychologically or physically difficult to have a chance to receive teaching, like vegetable people, and maybe some mental illness also people. And also said, in some god realm, we can say, of course, understandable, hell realm, or ghost realm, animal realm, these are not having, although we are some kind of animal, but we have a more capacity to so the human and animal, some words to differentiate. Physically, we're quite the same. And then even higher god realms, they also don't study any Dharma. They already achieved very pleasant, long-lasting, meditative, mental condition, and accomplished that part. And then, like eons past, many Buddha, many teaching past, they don't have much interest. Even they're already, under the joy of pleasant and the happiness kind of a state of mind. But doesn't mean they gone beyond of samsara. After many, many years, they starting cognitive type growth of cognition function again. And they like some animal do in the winter time, many months, they don't have much kind of activity and like sleeping, not much mental activities, but in spring, something they work in with the hungry, weakness, something. It's the same in God realm, they're long time lasting, but in the end, they continue cycle again. Okay, like that. So, anyway, they were saying, second, and saying, today I take my birth in Buddha line, that because if you say 2,500 years ago, Buddha is not there. If you was born, you were born in before 2,600 or more. Anyway, the Buddha, before Buddha. Although there may be different teachings, different philosophical kind of schools existed, but not systematic as a kind of Buddhist teachings towards enlightenment that we believe. So in that case, and the future time, maybe one big kind of chaos, and after there are not much kind of teachings possible. And also, even if we can say in Buddha's time, his circle is quite limited. Few country nearby during his own lifetime. Of course, we can say in a hidden kind of capacity, he is almost visiting different realms also. But if you say general human kind of way of thinking and the weakness kind of record the things, then he went to nearby few like province like today in India, and different king and queens that following him. But that time also many different philosophical teacher debating or challenging him, like that. And then, so for us, we are free, we have a free time to practice, but many people have a different ancestor beliefs that difficult to transform or shift one religion to another religion we call religion. Maybe so many messages is same. So also many messages, very special for individual schools. But you can see how many people really practicing teachings, spiritual teaching, systematically. Number, generally we can say rare. Even in Buddhism, there are many people claim they are Buddhist. But maybe they have a ancestor background. Sometimes they bring their own statue or symbols. But how many people really care about study and practice? Some degree, maybe some care. Also, I have to do this. I shouldn't kill sentient being, and I shouldn't steal that. Maybe rough and general things. But if you go to details, practice, and then it's rare. So especially more knowledge about bodhicitta and how to practice, what is importance of that. Those are some people doing, but the number will be rare, relatively short number. And then also, even you have a teacher, without teacher you cannot say I'm receiving teaching. You often have to find the teacher is one thing in Buddhism or other religion. Often say, I found my church or my monastery, sonika, or lots of mosques. And then teacher also, so who is my rabbi, who is my priest, something. So you have to have a teacher. And then if you have a bad relationship with church, with this teacher, also sometimes become extra burden and difficulties, and also these. So due to you have a success for everything if you open your click your pad, the computer, laptop, you can read many teachings, and you can hear different teachers to teach Dharma. And that is only this generation we are having this experience. These hundred, maybe half a century, maybe at least, if you can say video, maybe longer time, 100. But that easy internet is not that long, maybe 20, 30 years, starting having more wide expressed widespread kind of using those electronic devices. But it's especially fortunate that you don't have to travel tired, avoiding those road dangers and spend that much money and time. And also with people, you have to taking care of many things, but through the video on the teaching also very useful. In this convenience, but we have many bad luck, bad side, downward side due to laziness and also the behavior, also habitual tendency is negative and often haunt us and other people. And also we maybe spend our time killed by or used by our boss, some family member, of course, we have to serve in them. We have to work for the company. But sometimes human also need only, not need only for money and family warmth, but also need the personal in grow, spiritual practice. That part may be also kind of limited by other activities to having fun with kids and also do the chore, cut the yard, tie some plants, anything like that. Sometimes it's generally human, some people are very rough. If you say compassion, it's not my type of tea or some cup of tea. I'm not that person who can practice the compassion and the, I want to like fight a war, breaking a war, that kind of attitude, and also associate with negative people who say, oh, we should eat and we should do some gambling and that is a great fun and make some dangerous trip, challenge yourself to do some diving or rocking or rock climber, anything like that. Things like that. And then some people want to hunt animal, kill different species for fun. And maybe some people for money, they can do prostitution, fun driving group of people. And or if which is making money, you can even kill people and kill other animal like fish. You can farm fish. And this activity against that virtue, what we say in compassion and the bodhicitta. So if you people say you can make tons of money from this negative kind of activity associated with those people, then some people may move and change in thinking, compassion not making money for me, and I will use my kind of time and then to, who cares about next life? I should have a tons of money for this life and then go whatever I want to go and do whatever I want to do. And they said money can drive evil or something that they maybe think money can do many things that when you turn this world around or something running around. And also in that many good thing you want, and but behind some bad, these haunt people's mind and then lose their chance to practice genuinely. And also in Buddhist practice, you engaging with practice, often flowering, and then practicing the prostration, this, but in the mind, thinking, I don't want to go to hell. And a hungry ghost, if there is a those worm existed, possibly exists, that you can see animal and other things. And then I myself want to avoid those in the future, like buying extra insurance for next life, probably not falling into negative too much. So in that sense of mind, it's also not Buddhist citta. It's acceptable. Anything you want to avoid suffering today, tomorrow, all good. But Buddhist citta, it's quite a kind of a vision. It's not that type of thing. And then some people say, oh, I have done good things and I want to continue to do good things for future. I want to continue be as a human being or goddess kind of surrounding kind of Buddha, Bodhisattvas, I don't. Or you can say heaven realms, you want to go that. In this mental, or you can say maybe in a human level, we don't bring those gods and then maybe hell, those heaven and hell. But in one human society, we can see and understand. Then some people may want, say, if there is a reincarnation, if there is a samsara kind of life cycle, and then this possible once happens, if not now, then I'm very pretty happy. Maybe some people are not happy. So end is, it's kind of tragedy. If any form of life continuation is good, but for some people, if you think life will continue, mental consciousness kind of movement, it will continue with time, and all form of material also continue in different form, then you think or some people say, oh, I wish you had become wealthy people, family, I will reborn again in wealthy family. Maybe President Bush or some his grandson or something, very wealthy people, and Bill Gates or something. If you have a target, you can maybe shoot your consciousness towards their womb or something. And some people see the difficult and then thirst and hunt by war, the striked by war, this social country unstable, social turbulence, many poor people. If you see one day, 2 days with them, it's difficult to bear, live with them. So you may think, I want to avoid due to my good kind of action, deeds, practice. So in these two, although it's a right decision, but thinking about myself, I want to do this and that. And then bodhicitta is, you want, it's exactly right. If you want to go beyond this, say, permanently kind of free from those phenomena controlled by mental kind of a desire, hatred and ignorance in there and manifest many, many emotions, they could buy 84,000 different mental kind of emotions. But if you want to attain or go beyond these, then with enlightenment and with understanding of a subtle consciousness, and finally you will transform consciousness to wisdom. You can fully realize the anti and luminosity as the fundamental cause of every phenomenon. That in that practice, is like a more bodhisattva, and between that there is arhat practice. Although I want to go beyond suffering and the happiness of inwardly kind of content, you know, but it's myself beyond, go beyond the samsara, achieve nirvana, and then bodhicitta is the best, the choices or the great vision, great. So there is a need of devotion, need to kind of engage with the teaching and associate with the wisdom, and also we take vowels and the practice of practical kind of practice, like renunciation. If you say, oh, I don't want to renounce, but it's my mind, eventually, with the impermanent, with everything, there is a bone, there is a death. And then, automatically, I cannot stand forever. And my wealth and my things are wealth won't kind of continue forever in this kind of environment. So, in this, some choose meaningful things for myself, more meaningful. Although one day I can spend in different way, just wandering around and take a short trip, go with talk with friends, and read books, and many things. But if you think, train your mind, and although there is a danger, if there is a earthquake, fire, or a tornado or something, it's a tornado, right?
Right.
Something happens, or some kind of war broken, some people kill you, but in that moment you have a power to hang on your mind, control, lead your mind, not to kind of falling into chaos, and also no capability to reflect your own mind, and in that, so practice Dharma or practice the wisdom, and that is very crucial, very important. And for here is, oh, in this life, I will have a visit, fortunate to become today. I take my birth in Buddha's line and become Buddhist child. And here that means we, like prince, we said before, princess, before it's little kids, it's a normal kids. But his capacity is future time, he become a great leader. So similarly, we are ordinary people, but through the teaching and the practice, and the future, we will become Buddha. It's the same. In every way, then I will undertake activities benefiting such a rank, and I will do no act to harm or mar or compromise this high and faultless image. And then they said, so after you already took this vow and become a bodhisattva in aspiration level, in attention level, and then I should do what is Buddhist teaching, or Buddha and Bodhisattva will kind of do their kind of serving their activity and their kind of, will, serving their will. And do not, more means polluted, right? Pollute. More? Mar?
Mar means to harm.
Harm, yes. That's a, do not harm that lineage, golden lineage, or that is very important. If you say, oh, very easy to serve Buddha's lineage. Why? You just say some discipline to your own negative emotion, words, emotion, mental and verbal and physical action. If you can avoid those three doors or three way of doing things with too much desire, too much anger, too much ignorance, that is already serving kind of Buddha's legacy, his teaching. If you can increase the, you have extra mind and attention to taking care of others' needs, and you will find every person is adorable. If you see through the kind of transform of mind perception, you can see every place is beautiful. So in that kind of mind is everything key. If you mind polluted, you will see more animal enemies surrounding you, everybody's potential kind of threat. And then if you are too picky, each food has a downside, each place have something to criticize. Similarly, due to your own kind of perception, transform the perception, not less greed, less anger, less ignorant. That is a request to more study, sharpening wisdom through hearing, contemplation, and practice. And for the angry, you have to practice more of compassion, and the cause of many from different angle to practice of benefit others, serving others. And for the desire, you can practice more of a renunciation of this life is no matter how long it's short. We shouldn't think of we will stay here for very long. Some people count this like 30,000 days. It's kind of almost 3,600 is 10 year. So it's if you plus 10, it's a 36,000 maybe. It's a kind of 100 year past. So in this, then people have a less attachment, maybe, although easy to go in, easy going, letting go. And if you think about something, life is not often easy every time, but you say it's just the right amount. You are not seeking perfect life. And also appreciate what is really associate with you. Doesn't matter, it's a child and spouse and friends, co-worker. These are precious kind of human or animal sentient beings. You treat them as you can do best way. So if you surrounding people are all negative or most negative or half or negative, that means you have some problem of your own kind of you have to work on your kind of mind to purify the negative karma and accumulate some merit to transform your own perception. It's and also working with serving during that challenging time, your mind become more mature. If you think I wish everything successful, everything smooth, then it's not way of bodhisattva. Mind. Bodhisattva's mind is great, courage, brave. That's sometimes also said, brave mind, not tired, not afraid of serving sentient beings. In that sense, saying, you meet some challenge is normal. And then through that, you always hanging on with the bodhisattva's mind, bodhicitta, and then, upward, downward, or upper side, downside, or these right or wrong, many through experience, you will generate more power and a perfect mind. If you have only serving myself, then you easily fragile and easily broken down, easily kind of run over by others. But if you towards mind, towards serving sentient beings, you nothing to lose. So it's like that. And then I am like a blind man who has found a precious gem inside a heap of dust. For so it is by some strange chance that bodhicitta has been born in me. So in this life, if we can hear this concept and some practice of a bodhicitta, and then it's very, very fortunate if, and also, I said, this is a, he said, like a blind man means we are not yet fully enlightened person. Maybe we have a study, we have a more negative habituation, maybe have a less kind of a clear, sharp wisdom. Maybe some degree we do, but maybe we're not using that as a to path to the enlightenment, more towards a worldly kind of a creation and a success, that part. And as I said, a heap of dust find a precious gem. Heap of dust means we didn't have a a great merit in before. Although we are ignorant and also not lot of merit, but this lifetime, we have some great fortunate and also create some like a beggar found treasure in the garbage. In this life, we have maybe due to past some virtuous accumulation, and then this life, we have a kind of meet this directly in the directly can achieve full enlightenment qualities like the bodhicitta. He's like poor people found treasure. Similarly, ignorant people found bodhicitta is like open eyes, open mind, and you know, enlightened kind of a chance is there, right there. So it's, there is a saying, human life is difficult to gain, and the Buddha the teaching is difficult to meet these two treasure, human treasure and the teaching treasure. And then it's like in long life, samsara, continued journey of different, we visit to universe, we suddenly have this chance to meet with the 无故尊贵种，这是什么？this that fortunate the practice of happy about the bodhicitta, that is all meaning. And this is a spring draft of immortality. Immortality that slays the lord of death. The slaughters of a being. The rich, unfalling treasure mine. To heal the poverty of the wanderers. So then this, the continue to teach, saying, treasure the bodhicitta. What merit or what special about bodhicitta? It's bodhicitta giving an example, saying like deathless. Well, let's see, the nectar. It's a special drop to immortality. And then for this, he's saying. We have to, we can, how to say it? Generally, we can say, our world is not only world in the universe. We have to recognize this. And then, there are great achievement or other kind of, civilized, highly civilized society in different realms. And also there, kind of a struggle under difficult realms or place in the world. And then beyond these kind of joy and the suffering and the pleasure, they're also very, very kind of, how to say, bodhisattva world or their creation or their kind of environment. That is, you can say it's internal achievement. We say, same time you can say you have, you can physically kind of also transform your mind and body towards that pure realm. Pure realm, in some people, different pure realm, it's not one pure realm, so many, like earth or like, in a universe, there are a lot of, planets, maybe it's the same. It's a lot of great. And in some places, it's only qualified towards mind shift in very subtle scale, realization. Only those people can the peanut people beings can associate with them. It's like a wisdom. Mainly, it's about the wisdom. They are fundamentally understand the phenomena, roots of phenomena. Those people who can generally, it's about these people. You can say these beings or bodhisattvas go to their place, but otherwise, it's a following. They are, have a great freedom. Actually, we can say that. In due to their realized the fundamentalness of all things, they are gained completely freedom, free from the delusion, illusion, and the mental kind of distortions. And then rest, samsara means that you're still in the distortion, ignorance, and the emotion, different, controlled, and then following different action, cause, and the condition, and then continue doing journey in this phenomena, space and time. And those beings also have a chance to go beyond that, you can say, dualistic world, and also pure kind of realm. You can go through that bodhisattva's pure land or place. And then this is a bodhicitta is a key towards a realization of emptiness and completely fulfill of great merit condition through compassion and the methods, skillful means, those. And then these are, have a very great detail to teach what is a skillful means and then compassion in different level, but we can temporarily, we can just finish this part. And then also saying, the poverty through the enrich, fulfill, unfailing treasure mind. That part, two aspect of poverty. One is material poverty. One is mental poverty. And material poverty you can create through work and labor, and maybe other fortunate kind of gain. And then internal poverty through kind of education and practice, you can fulfill that. This is also both side. Although you want material wealth and then mental wealth, also related to kind of your own karma action, and also continuation of your, how to say, how to way of accumulate merit. For example, you want warm feeling, but you are often defeating others and criticizing others, and a small instance you will have a big anger, and then you will have a suspicious mind towards everybody. And if you, other people done something small heart, you often remember and they want to revenge. And then often say about these negativities towards a friend and a co-worker and the neighborhood. Then you can say you're going to be suffer more. Then it's like that. You are your own creative, your own activity, create your own environment, your mind. If you kind of physically, mentally, really doing something, and for good, for purpose of others, you may be sent your support other person, share food or good time. You not easily criticize others. You can digest negativities by yourself, and also often think about other people are good. And completely different. Although this person temporarily not good, it's like the patients, doctors seeing a patient, they will recover, will recover. You have this kind of vision. And also you have this kind of capability and responsibility to take action to help others. if in not a good mood, people are in a sick or the society neighborhood, some problem, you can kind of do some activities through right methods. You will change the kind of image and the condition. It's like that bodhicitta is completely good for leaders, for business people, for kind of social workers, normal farmers. They all engaging with people. And you can say different party, but it's people, basically. They also have the emotion, have the kind of like to treat better way. Other people treat them nice, they're also happy. It's like that. So you respect them, they will respect you generally. You can say that. Although some people have a very different idea, one is right, one is left. But as a people, maybe you have the potential to become a friend. Based on the human condition. So some people said, oh, we should do some ancient practice that is saying, if I disagree your idea, but I still love you. That kind of idea. But a more uncivilized society, brutal society, saying, I don't believe or I don't agree your idea, I may kill you. I'm imprisonment about put in prison you, something like that. This is a very different, sometimes different idea make a society more balanced, more beautiful, and more varies of the thinking, varies of the way of doing things, and more kind of flourishing, you know, human flourishing. Part. So here he's saying bodhicitta can physically, mentally, you can become wealthy and healthy through the practice of bodhicitta. And you can not only able to help yourself and others too. And also, it's like a medicine, best medicine that he's saying. What medicine can really transform your anger and then kind of over greed, bring problem of even physical body also can bring. If you are sweet teeth, you may have a diabetes or something too much sweet. If you like the oil kind of a feeling, then you may have a different disease. So sometimes the right amount and the controlled self-discipline is very important. Otherwise difficult. So the bodhicitta can transform desire, hatred, in the ignorance. And then, it is, 我们是不是时间到了? And then we stop in 29. Okay? 29. And then we can, page 30. Page 30. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicated all this ritual following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a spring by all the victorious ones throughout the three times, all the fundamental virtues I have, I fully dedicated to practicing swine. By this merit, they all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing from the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness and death. From the ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings be complete, a collection of merit and wisdom, and attain two sacred choirs that is arise from merit and wisdom. Thank you. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.